Tanya O'Connor, Product Marketing Manager for OpenEdge at Progress. Today I'm joined with Tom Kincaid, VP of Software Engineering for OpenEdge, Sunil Velkankar, Director of OpenEdge Solution Strategy, and Progress Service Delivery Partner Mike Fetchner of ConsultingWorks. Mike's been using OpenEdge for over 25 years, and his company is based in Cologne, Germany. We're here to discuss the Common Component Specification Project. It's an exciting new initiative from Progress. We'll take a deeper dive into the unique program and find out how your organization can join us in building business applications for the future. Welcome, Sunil.
Thank you.
Welcome, Mike.
Thank you.
I'm glad you could join us, Tom.
Thank you very much, Tanya. Great to be here.
Sunil, why don't we start with you? Where did the idea of the Common Component Specification Project arrive?
Earlier this year, when we started looking at OpenEdge modernization and how we could help our customers and partners modernize their applications faster, obviously we started looking at different ways that we could help them. Typical way that we have helped in the past has been through frameworks, providing different frameworks to help them modernize quicker. But then, you know, when we started looking at that problem again, we realized that, you know, OpenEdge community as a whole has more than 30 years of experience in building business applications. The second aspect was there is no standards body out there to build standard specification that has built standard specifications for business applications. So we thought this was a great opportunity to define standards working with the community in an open manner, define standards for building business applications. If we are able to do that, that brings a huge benefit to everybody, and that's where the idea of common component specification came about.
Excellent. So what do you ultimately hope to achieve?
Right. So let's talk about this problem. Progress Software has built three frameworks in the past that I've been with the company for. We started with ADM1, then we went to ADM2, and in 2000, it was Dynamics, that third framework that we built. All with the idea that we want to help reduce the amount of time it takes to build business applications, modernize business applications. Along with that, the community has built many frameworks as well. And all these have the same premise, right? They are trying to reduce the time to market. But the challenge with all these frameworks has been it's all or nothing. They're all componentized, don't get me wrong, but still it's all or nothing. That means if I build a framework, if you use it, you got to use all my components. There is no sort of plug and play between different framework vendors, so to speak. Right, and that creates anxiety to our partners that we've heard on and on again, which is, well, they come to us and say, Sunil, I can use this, but then if I pick this, I'm going to be married to it and stuck with it for the next decade or two, which is challenging. And that's the problem we wanted to solve. Then we started looking at, is there a way we could define components of business applications, common components, so to speak, that are used in business applications, like security, like business entities. There are different common components. And could we define interfaces, and could we make them plug and play? So the idea being that today, the partner can pick any framework of their choice, or they can build it themselves if they so choose. And then later on, if they feel the need, they can plug in, put in the new component that was built by somebody else if that happens to be the component they want. This plug and play version is what is intriguing, and that's what will help partner base modernize sooner. And that's why I think those are the benefits that will bring to the table.
It seems like it's been really well received so far. I believe there's maybe 60 members that have already joined. Mike, can you tell us a little bit about some of the ideas that have bubbled up in terms of specifications and ones that are currently underway?
Yeah, sure. There are quite a few specification projects currently underway. As Sunil said, the overall idea is to achieve this plug and play between components, possibly from different vendors. May not be the standard case that a business application will be using components of different vendors at the same time, but maybe there are good reasons to switch. So we currently are running a, a specification project which is led by Shelley Chase from Progress Software, which we call the umbrella specification because it's the overall specification. And the purpose of that project is to define, first of all, a standard set of components which should be included in version 1 of the common component specification. We're expecting there will be future versions, so once version 1 of the CCS is done, we're probably going to be working on version 2 and so on. But currently we're in the umbrella specification. We're trying to define which should be the components that each business application requires. And then, how do components, always with the idea of possibly from different sources, how can these components talk to each other? So that requires thinking about the communication standards. It requires how does one component find the other component to talk to, and so on and so on. Thinking about context, configuration, lifetime, error handling, and so on and so on. So all this is being discussed in the umbrella specification project led by Shelley Chase from Progress. I myself, I'm leading the business entity specification project together with 8 other people, architects from around the world. We are working on finding a common understanding about what is a business entity. We all know, coming from the OpenEdge reference architecture ideas, which are around for over 10 years now, that a business entity is the central component in a business application where business logic and data access are at home. And that is one of the most important elements in each OpenEdge application. But we need a more fine-grained understanding about, what are the tasks that a business entity should be doing? So what can any kind of consumer of the business entity expect on functionality, lifetime, context handling, error handling of a business entity? Typically it's accessing data, updating data, invoking other kind of routines around a certain set of data, and so on and so on. And ultimately, we hope that in a couple of weeks we will be able to define an interface specification which describes the requirements for a business entity. Why is a business entity so important? There are already in the OpenEdge 11 releases a lot of features developed by Progress which make use on a business entity on the back end. So I'm just thinking about all the initiatives around OpenEdge Mobile, the JSTO, now the Terracando UI components, features like the DataDirect Open Access SDK, OpenEdge BPM, and so on and so on. So once we have common understanding what's a business entity, it will be much, much easier for everybody to use all those very, very nice tools with very little effort. I just mentioned the JSTO. The JSTO is Progress's implementation of the Cloud Data Object specification. The Cloud Data Object specification is being brought by Progress Software into the Common Component specification. And currently, there's an invitation open, so everybody's invited to join the team to define the next version of the JSTO, or the specification for the next version of the JSTO. There are, in fact, 3 different projects. One around the JavaScript library that will be used in browsers or mobile applications. One about the protocol, which is used by the JSTO to talk to the app server. And the third one about the catalog, which describes business entities. So there we again have a link to the business entity specification. The catalog describes business entities and their functionality and their data structures, which are available on the server. Last but not least, each complex application requires configuration. And when we want to achieve a plug-and-play system, we need to agree on a standard how a new component from potentially a different vendor can find configuration information within a framework where maybe 90% of all the other components are written by a different vendor. So configuration is very important. So we have a project working on a configuration management component And the other aspect, which no business application can live without, is security. So Mike Jacobs, Mr. Security from Provis Software, is leading a project which is going to define the security token service, which is a very important component of authentication in a business application.
Well, it sounds like there's quite a bit underway. Tom, can you tell us what types of companies are involved and what are the different participation levels for members?
Sure. So as you mentioned, Tanya, we have 60 community members. Those community members come from over 40 different companies. And I would describe the profile, the three separate profiles I see. One are service delivery partners, folks like Mike, who built a business around helping other people deliver open-edge applications, open-edge business applications. Then we have major enterprises, including financial institutions, that have deployed open-edge in their enterprise in a mission-critical way. They're also participating in these specifications. And then we have independent software vendors who built commercial applications on the open-edge platform. And then we have Progress Software, as well as Progress Breakpoint, participating in these specifications. And it's a nice, like 40 different companies. Also kind of looking at the profiles of the individuals. We have individuals who have decades of experience with OpenEdge and have developed all sorts of business applications. Then we have a number of individuals who are starting out in their career, and they've come from some other programming environment and have some sort of experience with either Java or Ruby or some other programming language and are helping us evolve this platform that we're building together. But despite all this, we want more people to join. We want more and more people to be a part of this effort. One of the big goals of this is to build a community to take the platform forward together. So if you'd like to get involved, go to progress.com/openedge, and about halfway down the page, you'll find the link to the Common Component Specification Project, and we'll be happy to get you involved in a variety of different ways. If you want to lead a specification, you can submit it to the steering committee, and you'll be informed how to do that on the community page that you'll be linked to from progress.com/openedge. Or you can participate in writing one of the specifications that somebody else is leading. And you'll see, once you get on the forum, you'll see people asking you to enroll in specification efforts. And finally, if you'd just like to review a specification, there's lots of opportunities to do that. So the amount of time we save for getting involved in the specification, participating in a specification, is about 2 to 3 hours a week. But if you can only do 2 or 3 hours a month, perhaps you could just review some of the specifications that come out and apply your experience and understanding to what we're producing.
Excellent. Thank you all for joining us today. Once again, if you'd like to learn more about how your company can participate in the CCS project, please go to progress.com/openedge. Thank you.